Hello, and welcome back to Crescent Moon Kids Podcast. Today, I want to share with you the importance of reading to your children. So, we're at a time when most parents are just trying to keep their heads above the swirling current called child rearing in life, and I totally understand how challenging this is at this time, and I want to offer you some thoughts on prioritizing time with your kids, especially time to read to them. I realize storytelling is also critically important, but today I want to just focus on reading to your children and how it gives them such a rich inner life. So I was having a conversation with a teacher friend of mine, and she had recently polled her elementary age students on whose parents read to them at home. Honestly, she was shocked at the results. There was one student out of 20 who said that they routinely got read to at home. I think this is probably more common than not and has become a cultural tragedy, in my opinion. So my goal here today is to offer you information on why reading to your kids is so extremely important. Now, I know that children are exposed to different concepts and ideas, emotions, and vocabulary when they watch videos or shows. However, there is a clear and defined difference in the way kids process that information from the way that they assimilate information connected with human contact. So, as a side note, there's been a lot of research on this topic. You can go down that rabbit hole if you like, or simply just take my word for it, but there is a stark difference, and screens simply cannot replace people. So for our purposes in this podcast, we'll assume that reading to your kids is the absolute best way to enhance and guide and facilitate their development. So first off, finding time is usually the biggest challenge. I remember telling friends about the time my dad would spend reading to my brother and I. He was really a busy man. He was a farmer, and often we wouldn't see him until dark as he was coming in from the fields after a long day's work. And he would be tired, dirty, weary, and yet he would find the time and energy after supper and a bath to read books to my brother and I. With each of us on his knees, we would ask for the same books over and over again. And I distinctly remember The Little Engine That Could being my absolute favorite book. And he, to his credit, he never tired of our requests. And even though I can safely assume now, as an adult who has raised my own kids, he was probably overwhelmed. I felt so appreciative and grateful that he was able to find the fortitude to spend that time reading to us. So I guess my point in that little story is that even though my dad had been through the Great Depression and he carried worry and fear and anxiety and most likely trauma from having to find ways to survive, he somehow knew the importance of reading, and he wanted us to have opportunities in life that he didn't have. He understood how a book could transport you to a different time and a place, and how it opens doors for the listener. And even though he didn't have a college degree or an advanced education, his wisdom and insight granted us the opportunity to learn so much. And again, I know that some will say kids can learn from videos, which is definitely true. However, the human connection offers children a connected learning process, which I'm going to talk about more in detail. So find a time during the day when you can read to your children. Before bed is often the best time, but if that doesn't work for your family, what about right after dinner in the evening? Or as one parent cooks dinner, the other parent reads? Or upon waking in the morning, if you allow a little extra time to get ready for your day. If you get really creative and really focused, I believe you can find a few minutes to read to your kids. So that's my challenge to you, the listener. How can you find time and energy to read to your children every day? So granted, when I was growing up during the early 60s and early 70s, we didn't have all that distraction that we do today, the digital screens and all of that that are out there now. But honestly, there are a million and one reasons we can find to avoid something. So it's just a matter of making reading a priority. Turn off all the devices, understand that watching a screen will never substitute for the personal experience of sitting close to a parent or grandparent while they share a book and interact. So I think when we truly understand the importance of something, then we are more likely to prioritize it. That's true for this topic as with any subject. So I want to next delve into the reasons why reading to your kids is so critically important. The first topic, reading introduces new vocabulary. Kids will be exposed to new words and phrases, new ideas, concepts that they may not be otherwise. Topics that you may not think to discuss could be a part of the story, which will then prompt you to further a discussion or delve deeper into the matter. And this applies to all ages. So it could be something that possibly you just don't normally talk about on a daily basis. You just need to really think about how much information your child can handle and what is appropriate for their age, and then tailor your discussion based upon that. So furthermore, you could intentionally check out a book from the library with content that you want to introduce to your kids. That's a great facilitator for introducing new subject matter, any kind of book. Additional thoughts on this is that you can quickly scan a book for content and language, whereas you probably wouldn't screen a video before they watch it. And that can be detrimental if they get exposed to something that's traumatic or that they aren't ready to handle. The second idea, the topic, is that reading allows them to formulate pictures in their own mind. Unlike videos, which paint the whole picture for them, a storybook allows kids to formulate their own images based on their frame of reference and their limited knowledge base. So it's really only the things that they've been experiencing are allowing them to formulate their images. This way, they're not introduced to topics or images they're not ready to process or assimilate. Videos lay it all out there, and sometimes children don't have a reference point for certain concepts. This can cause anxiety and sometimes nightmares. Picture books, again, offer only limited images, and so as the adult, you can screen those beforehand so your child isn't exposed to anything they're not yet ready for. It's also important to look for books that depict all sorts of characters, genres, ages, cultural backgrounds, etc. And when you discern these books you want to introduce your child to, you are in control of the content that they see and hear. The third idea is that reading to your child offers opportunity for discussion in the middle of the story. This is usually not true with a movie. You can stop reading when they have a question and spend time discussing it. Or you can take the opportunity to enhance the story with your own experience. You can wait for them to really process through the discussion that you've had. And so they can really take it in and develop their own learning from that. The next topic is that sitting together while reading offers a bonding and a connecting experience. Kids of all ages need to be touched, they need closeness, they need to know you're physically present with them. When my kids were in grade school, we read the Harry Potter books every night. I think we read probably the first three when they were coming out right at that age when it was a perfect age for them. It became a ritual and a sought-after event. Everyone would pile on the couch and listen enthralled with the story. We would often recap the previous night's chapter and continue on with a new one. Most nights they would beg for more, even when it became way past bedtime. The next idea is that reading a wide variety of books gives them an opportunity to develop emotional awareness and literacy. We often think of literacy in terms of learning to read or comprehending what we've read, but emotional literacy is equally important for children to develop so they can become emotionally aware and stable as adults. Stories about people who overcome struggle or simply those depicting any kind of feelings are great for kids to hear. And again, this can be a time to talk about when you experienced an emotion like those in the story, or you could ask your child to think of a time when he or she had that feeling. And then getting back to the bedtime ritual, it's good to start when they're a baby. When they're babies, toddlers, they can sit for a very short time, and it's so heartwarming to me now to see my grown children reading to their children. That time before bed is often a scary time for kids, and sitting together while reading gives them a security like none other. They can feel the connection and the comfort of your presence. So next I would like to just quote a couple of articles that cite research on reading to kids. And this one is from a PBS Kids article. It was from May of 2018. And there was a report that concluded the single, and this is a quote, the single most important activity for building knowledge for their eventual success in reading is reading aloud to children. And from that same report, another study showed that brain scans show hearing stories strengthens the part of the brain associated with visual imagery, story comprehension, and word meaning. So kids who hear stories are learning to create their own images. They're also prompted to think more deeply about what the story is about. And then introducing new vocabulary gives them a chance to learn more about words and their meanings. And the same study cited also found that reading strengthens children's social, emotional, and character development. Again, kids who hear stories will have an opportunity to process social cues, social interactions, and emotional support. And then hopefully they'll be encouraged to develop a strong, ethical, and virtuous character through interacting with you, the parent, grandparent, or caregiver, whatever your role is. There was also another published study revealing that reading to very young children is linked to decreased levels of aggression, hyperactivity, and attention deficits. And these are all wonderful things to promote. So then there was another study, another article from Ohio State University in April of 2019, which noted that young children whose parents read to them five books a day, just five books a day, those children enter kindergarten having heard about 1.4 million more words than kids who were never read to. So that's kids who got read to five books a day heard 1 million more words than kids who were never read to. That to me seems like a remarkable difference. Think about the advantage those kids will have, and then alternately the disadvantage facing those who were not so fortunate to be read to. And it's not just everyday words, but words kids hear in books are going to be much more complex, difficult words than words they hear just talking to their parents and others in the home. And again, that will facilitate another discussion in which will help enrich their vocabulary and the word meaning. So in essence, what I'm describing is connected learning, which is very different from learning from a screen. So to really cap it off and sum it up, kids who are read to feel the bond of someone who loves and cares for them. They develop a ritual that will possibly stay with them for life. They discover that they can learn anything through a book. They get to develop their own creativity rather than have images planted in their mind. They have the opportunity to process emotions and recognize their own inner feelings. They develop increased word recognition and an expanded vocabulary. They can have help putting themselves in the place of a character in a book and really begin to think about empathy and learn about how that works. They feel safe, comforted, secure. They learn to look for social cues. They're set up for much more success with reading, and ultimately, it can be a calming, soothing experience for everyone. So I tell parents of all ages of kids, never stop reading to them until they outgrow the need. Continue to read to them even as they become emergent readers. Keep reading to them. Take them to the library or the bookstore, and always, always, always let them see you reading books as well. So in the words of an author and editor, Emily Buchwald, children are made readers on the laps of their parents. And that's a quote. Children are made readers on the laps of their parents. Even if you've not developed this habit or ritual in your family, it's never too late to start. And so with that, thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.